You're listening to Radio Wimborne at Lunchtime Live, and here in the studio with me is Philip Webster.
Hello.
And I'm Debbie Fenella, and also Penny Jones. Good afternoon, Penny.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming into Radio Wimborne today. Now then, Penny, please can you tell the Radio Wimborne listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
I was a teacher for 30 years. I taught special needs, and eventually I crashed. After a particularly successful Ofsted, strangely enough. And during my recovery, I was given Reiki by my niece, Chris, who's a very talented healer. And I actually thought she was a very odd person. Always thought she was a bit weird. But this did more for me than all the drugs or anything else put together. So it became a part of my recovery. And eventually I did Reiki myself. And I think that when you do that, if you open yourself to spirit, you might think you're just going to be a healer or something, but they have their own ideas, so they kept dropping art into conversations.
They certainly have plans for you, didn't they, Penny?
They did, yes.
I mean, Reiki is fantastic for healing the mind and the body and the spirit as well. Mm. So as you progressed by doing your Reiki 1 and your Reiki 2, it opened up your channel to actually start doing the psychic drawing, didn't it?
Yes, I believe that is what happened, yes. Yeah.
So have you got a particular spirit guide that works with you when you do your psychic drawing?
More than one, actually, yes. And I'm not one of these people who's aware of the different energies. I can see it in the pictures. I know who's with me by what's coming through.
So do you see them in your mind's eye, Penny, when they come through?
No, I don't.
No?
No, I don't. No, wow. It's all on the paper.
So you see it on the paper? So
I do, yes.
You're like acting as a medium, yeah. And you're getting a spiritual input, but that's going through you,
yeah,
into your interpretation on whatever you create on your piece of paper, yeah, in front of you.
I think they call it clairsentient. It's just a knowing of, yes, what, yes, what is right, yes, rather than a hearing or a seeing.
So do you have any artistic background? Were you an artist before?
No, not at all. I always liked art at school, but yes, that was as far as it went. I think I always say I had no training, and that's a good thing because I break all the rules that I don't... Yes. I don't know what rules I'm breaking.
No,
so,
but I mean, the end result is you're, yeah, creating an end, yeah, result, which is very good and, yeah, acceptable to people.
So it's means, less restricting.
And it must be quite weird because I suppose you're getting images passed through you onto the paper, but you're not sure what those images are because you're just following your instincts in sketching.
Yeah, it's all done with paint.
With paint.
With
you're doing paint straight with watercolours.
Straight with watercolour, yeah. I have no idea what I'm going to do when I start. No. But I do seem to know what colours they're wanting me to do.
But this is in response to somebody who's come to see you who wants you to do this, is it?
When I do what I call an orb, which is a circle of colour for a person, then it is for a person. I also paint freely.
Oh, I see.
With mixed,
right,
colours. So yes, I've got my own prints that I sell.
Yes, so you needn't have somebody with you. You can actually be receiving these images on your own somewhere. Mm. Quiet of your own home,
yes,
and creating these. Have you been surprised at the images you've been creating?
Very much so. I think when I first started looking at them and thought, this is better than me, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
I can't be doing this by myself.
No.
Because
you couldn't believe the quality of what you were producing, yeah, on paper was your own work, and this is something that you were doing naturally and being guided onto the paper.
Yeah.
That's amazing, isn't it?
So getting back to clairsentience, for all of the listeners out there that don't really understand what clairsentience is, I mean, it's one of the most strongest spiritual gifts that you can have, where you can walk into a room and sense how somebody's feeling, where you can, you know, pick up on their emotional and mental and physical behaviour that's going on, or internally, you know, emotional problems. So when the guides come in, they come in on a clairsentience level where you will sense them coming into your aura and then can overshadow you, and that's when you channel and do your drawings. Mm. Is that correct?
It is, but I'm actually unaware of it. Do you know, I don't actually...
So it's almost like being in a trance then, isn't it? Semi-trance?
No, I wouldn't say that, because I'm awake and I can talk to the person who's sitting there. If you ask me how I do it, the answer has to be, I actually don't know.
Oh, bless you.
I just know what comes on the paper and I know when it's right.
I mean, it's obviously your divine purpose to help people in this way, and it's a unique way of working.
Mm.
So did you, originally knew that you would be drawn to doing the orbic artwork?
No, what happened was because I kept getting pushed towards art, I just thought psychic art was drawing faces. So I started with a pencil drawing faces. And yes, they were okay, but they weren't going far. And then I started doing pastels, and my carpet was covered with pastels, and I actually gave up completely. And then I went to a tarot reader who told me there was something I should be doing, and it might be art.
Wow, so it's good confirmation for you as well. So when you do the channeling and the guides come through, do you sometimes get the guides, or do you normally get the loved ones that are working with the individual at that moment in time?
More often than not, it's a guide energy. When I get a loved one, it's wonderful because that's confirmation to me, you know, because I'm aware that any artist could sit down and draw a face or paint a face. One lady got out her handbag and got the picture out, and there was her son, you know, and that is just for me. It can be quite sad for them, but it's reassuring that there is continuation.
And it's a good confirmation because it shows how strong your link is, you know, either with their guide or with their loved one, in able to channel and draw a picture of them. So it's nice for them to have that photo as well, isn't it?
Yes.
To put it on the wall.
When that happens and there's recognition from the person you're with that the drawing that you're producing is maybe of someone who's departed, it must be very rewarding for you because you've done your job, haven't you? You've acted as 100% communicator between the afterlife, as it were, and transferring that image onto a paper, which somebody has recognised.
Absolutely.
Because you wouldn't recognise it, would you? It only means something to the person you're with. That's an amazing thing.
I mean, I couldn't sit and paint you, so it would be no good spirit putting a face in front of me because I couldn't do it. I don't copy.
Have you always loved drawing as a child growing up?
I did like drawing and painting, yes.
So you're a very creative person anyway.
Well, in my work, there was always that artist that you had to make things with the children and that, but no, I wouldn't have said it was at standard that I could have sold it.
But you definitely found your niche as well. So what benefits would you say your drawings have on your clients that come to you on a healing level?
On a healing level, that's a hard one. I think because they choose the colour, I get them to instinctively choose the colour. I don't let them think about it for long. You know, I just put and say one should jump out at you. And very often people have said, oh, goodness, that almost looks 3D. And it's not the colour I would normally choose. So, you know, your chakras are all different colours. So it is they choose the colour that they're meant to be working with, I believe. For instance, if somebody chooses blue, that's the throat. So I would think there might be something they should be saying that they're not getting off their chest, you know.
So it's helping to release the emotional blockage as well, isn't it? Yeah. So like, you know, I've heard over the years since working with spirit, we do have a spirit guide linked to every one of the seven chakras that will come in at different stages in your life, as well as one main guide that a lot of people would tend to call them their guardian angels. So it's lovely, you know, when people come to you and they're drawn to a particular colour linking to that chakra, because it shows also how much they've evolved on a spiritual level during their daily lives and which chakra that they're working on themselves on an emotional level too.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
But the people who choose like the highest chakras, I always sort of do a little warning that spirit are not always that unselfish.
No.
You know, you do meet a lot of tired out mediums.
Yes. I can imagine you get quite exhausted.
Tired out mediums.
Tired out mediums,
Exhausted mediums.
Yeah, because spirit have no sense of time, or they don't have a mortgage to pay or any of these other worries. So they will go on asking you for more and more. And it's up to us to be in charge of what we do for them.
It is. It's having those boundaries, isn't it? Because they say that your spirit guides are within 3 feet away from you at any moment in time, and that they evolve for your, you know, life as you evolve too, for the lessons that you're learning. So they're continually learning from you and vice versa as well. But sometimes you have to set the boundaries, like you say, because there is no time in the realms of spirit. And they do tend to forget that sometimes, you know, we do put a lot of time and energy in when we're working and being of service, helping other people with our natural gifts that we're blessed with.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is really important.
Yeah. It is a natural gift, isn't it? It certainly is a gift. It certainly is a talent to be able to do what you do.
Thank you, yes.
Yes. You're from Weymouth?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Have you come from Weymouth today?
I have, yes.
Well, thank you for coming up all the way from Weymouth. That's really nice, kind of you. Do you come this way to Wimborne very often? Do you spend much time in Wimborne?
I like Wimborne.
Yes.
I don't come here very often. It's nice to come here, actually. Very nice. There used to be a fair at Wimborne at the Allendale. that I used to do.
Yes.
I say, there's always so much going on here at the Allendale Centre. It is really lovely. Thank you, Penny. Well, we're going to go into another song and then we'll have a little chat with you again. And we're going to play a dedication for Penny, actually, by Queen, We Are the Champions. And then we'll be right back.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my shouts and kicks in my face, but I've come through. And I need to go home. And everything that goes with it, I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge.
Song by Queen, We Are the Champions. I hope you like that, Penny.
Yes, lovely. Thank
when you.
You
actually do all of your drawings, do you play any music at all?
I do, yes. I like Queen especially, and it's not the sort of music you might imagine I would play. It's not the spiritual. That's probably a little bit too relaxing. I tend to play rock. Queen.
Rock Queen.
So it inspires you.
Yes. Preachers.
Inspires you even
so
more. To
that doesn't interfere then with the messages you're receiving and the guidance that you're getting to transfer what you're receiving onto paper.
I think,
if you're listening to a really heavy rock song.
Well, it's on quite loud, and
yes.
I think it's quite good because I tend to overthink. You know,
yes.
Am I doing this right? Da, da,
yes.
da. Whereas if I'm listening to the music, you know,
yes.
I sometimes have a little dance around if I can't.
Yes,
don't know what to do next.
Well, this sounds great. You obviously enjoy yourself as you're doing this.
I do. I love it.
Yes, you've got to, really, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah.
It's almost like Freddie Mercury is overshadowing you, inspiring you as you're doing your psychic artwork, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because he's a very creative person, wasn't he? Very
he was,
musical as well.
Yeah, he was.
So then, Penny, I believe you now got some new oracle cards. Can you please tell us a little bit about your Serenity oracle cards?
Well,
and how they work?
They are miniatures of my pictures that I draw, and I was told by a medium a long time ago that I shouldn't be using other people's cards. She said, look at all this work you've got, you must make your own. So at the time, I only had about 30, I think. So I got them made in miniature by a local Wayprint plug. And they were very nice, but they weren't proper cards. You know, I just used them. Every so often somebody would ask me to get a set done. and it would be prohibitively expensive. So I did sell a few, but not many. So eventually it was my aim, and they have just, they're hot off the press. They've just come from the printer now, and I found a fabulous printer through another spiritual friend who had cards made. And he's been very, very patient with me with all my changes and that. And it's like a pack of playing cards. There's 40. And they are just really miniatures of my cards, and they all have a name, and the names are important.
So how do you actually read those cards? By looking at the actual prints of the photo that you've obviously channeled to read a story?
When I started painting, I had no idea that I would ever make a deck of cards. But for some reason, I knew the names of the cards were important. And each card has a meaning for me. But depending on who's sitting in front of me, it will change. It will be slightly different. But it's got a basic meaning for me. Now, if somebody else has a deck of my cards, I'm not going to tell them what they've got to read into them. The meaning will be for them to read.
So take their own interpretation.
That's
so,
right, yeah.
Does it work the same as tarot cards in that you get somebody to actually cut the cards and then choose cards? And then you read them.
Yes, I usually get them to start by choosing five,
right,
just shuffling them, get their energy into them.
And when you've done a reading like that, is there any feedback at all later on to say, well, this did work, you were right, this did happen?
Very often, yes.
So you know you're on the right track.
I don't actually predict the future.
No.
And
is it traits and sort of you get to know personalities?
It's things that are happening, but I say I don't predict the future. Somebody said that there was this one that said that everything was going to change, and it did in her life. Everything changed, you know. So yes, sometimes there is a little bit, but I don't know in what way what I'm saying will affect them.
Sure, that's right. It's up to them to take the interpretation, and all you can do is to read what you see in front of you, and it's up to the people who's getting the advice from you, the reading from you, to actually act on that information in their own way.
In their own way,
free choice.
I think I tell them what they already know, actually.
Yes.
A lady saw me at Quest working, and as she walked past, she said, "That lady changed my life." And I was working, so I couldn't run after her, but I felt I wanted to say to her...
Oh, that's lovely.
No, I didn't change your life.
Oh,
I told you
light back
what
on.
You. I told you what you actually already knew.
And she changed her life.
And she changed her life, yes.
And so, do you have your cards with you?
I don't.
Oh, that's a shame.
I was halfway here when I thought about it.
That's a shame,
oh,
Penny.
Philip was dying to
we
see your cards.
We could have cut them and then... I could have another reading.
You'll have to wait, Philip, until the Christmas market, because Penny's actually going to have a store at my Christmas market at the Wimbledon Football Club on the 15th of November.
Yes.
So you can maybe have a reading and maybe an orbit drawing then as well.
Yes. Oh, that'll be good. Oh, my goodness.
That would be fantastic, wouldn't it, Penny?
Yes.
That, I would be very interested in that.
And get a picture of your spirit guide.
To see what you saw. Yes, that's right.
And maybe we can record it, Philip.
Oh, I'll be there with my recorder, definitely.
Oh, heck.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Be prepared, Penny.
Never went out to my recorder, you know.
So what plans have you got for the future, Penny, and events coming up? What would you, like to achieve maybe in the next year?
Well, selling my cards is really important to me because I've ordered rather a lot.
And how can people actually purchase your cards?
They can come to fairs that I'm doing, or they can go to my website, pennyjonesorbicart.com. I've got fairs booked right into next year and right into September next year.
Have you?
Actually.
Wow, yes. You're organised.
Well, people ask, and if you don't get in, you miss your chance. So you really have to do it a long time in advance. But I'm not getting any younger. So I'm rather hoping that Spirit have got something lined up for me that I can still do what I love, but not quite have the travelling and humping the artwork around in that sense.
Have you thought about doing a book? Because I see a book with you, and I think in the future you're going to be writing a book, but including your orbic art that way and telling a story. How would you like to do that?
Mm. Well, that's interesting.
That's what my spirit guide just showed me for you.
Oh, wow.
When you've asked about that. So that's something to look forward to maybe in the next year or so.
A book would be a very good way of displaying your work, wouldn't it, really? And demonstrating what you do.
Yeah. Encouraging others also how to, link with their guides and do some, creative writing or do some channeling and also psychic artwork too.
Yes. People often come to me because they're interested in painting or drawing and they want just to talk. And that's absolutely fine.
And also, I feel you're going to be doing some teaching as well, teaching other people how to, do some psychic drawing.
Because you are a teacher. I mean, you have the skills, teaching skills.
I was.
I'm sure those skills are
ingrained in you. So you're teaching in a different way for adults rather than children this time.
Yes. I my children were special needs, and up at the end, they were. I was preparing them for adult life. So, yeah.
Oh, what amazing job that you do! And thank you so much, Penny, for coming in today.
Yes, thank you.
And if you'd like to just tell Radio Wimborne listeners once again your website details or Facebook details if they want to contact you and purchase your cards.
Okay, thank you. It's Penny Jones Orbic Art, all one word, and the Orbic is spelt with an A, and .com. And if you go to that, you can find all my other details, or just friend me on Facebook.
So once again, you can contact Penny on Facebook or via her website, or you could even come along to the Rainbow of Lights Christmas Market at Wimborne Town Football Club, 12 to 4pm, and Penny will be there, and you can maybe have a drawing and purchase her cards there too.
Am I allowed a quick plug?
Yes, miss, definitely.
This Saturday is very close to my heart. I'm doing a charity event at the Wyke Smugglers, Wyke Regis Weymouth, for the children of Syria refugees.
Oh, right.
Bless you.
And all proceeds. So I won't be earning any money. All the proceeds from everything there. And it's a Christmas market and all sorts of things, cakes and
it's an amazing day. What time does that start, Penny?
I think it starts at 1 o'clock. It's in the afternoon.
Lovely. And Wyke Regis.
Wyke Regis. Yes. Smugglers.
And the Smugglers.
Mm-hmm. The Smugglers. Lovely. Oh, fantastic. So if any of you are out and about and don't know what to do on Saturday, pop down to the Smugglers and you can see Penny there also. And it's a good charity to donate towards. Well, thank you so much, Penny. We're going to play another song now. And this one is in keeping what we've been talking about today. And it's called Angels by Robbie Williams. And then Philip and I will be right back with the star signs.
It's one of our favourites, this one.
I sit and wait. There's an angel contemplate my fate. Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through where